Today is Thursday, June 20th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Seashell Day. It's the first day of summer. Summer begins. It's also the longest day of the year. It's National Hike with a Geek Day, so you could hike with me, Geeky Gay. I do enjoy hiking, if there's a good view. There has to be a good view at the end. I don't want to just hike for hiking's sake, except, I mean, maybe if I'm getting my 10,000 steps. Which, let's just give an update. I'm at 9,689 steps today. So, it's National Kuyen Amon Day, which looks like some sort of pastry. I have no idea what that is. You know what? I don't have anything to talk about. What is Kuyen Amon? I don't think I spelled it right. It's a Breton cake originating from the Brittany region of France. The name comes from the Breton words couillon, which is cake, and amon, butter. It is a round, multi-layered pastry made with dough similar to that of a croissant, but with added layers of butter and sugar. The process of making, however you say that, involves folding the dough with butter and sugar multiple times, creating a laminated dough that puffs up during baking. When baked, the butter and sugar caramelize, resulting in a sweet, buttery, and crispy outer crust with a tender, flaky interior. It's known for its rich, buttery flavor and is often enjoyed as a decadent treat with coffee or tea. Let's see, where would this be served today? Oh, it's just saying bakeries. French pastries. French bakeries. Any bakery that focuses on French cafes any Europe. Basically. Okay. Farmers market. Food festivals and fairs. And it can be online, ordered online from various bakeries that offer nationwide shipping. So yeah, I'm gonna look right now. Can I order this online? I'm gonna look. Cause we all know I love to order from bakeries online. You know, the bread that a couple of years ago when I, you know, the bread subscription. Oh, why is it? I don't understand why this is not working, except I'm on a Mac and not Windows. Order online. I'm just going to look right now. QVC. That's not a bakery. although these look different than what the photo that was in the website that I use. But there are places that you can, a place called Kuyen Amon gift box, 18 for $149. I don't know what Gold Belly is. Anyway, yes, I can order them online. But this looks like it has a filling. I don't know if this is the same thing. It looks like it has some kind of fruit filling or something. Salt Lake City is one of the sweetest places in the country, thanks to renowned pastry chef Romina Rasmussen, inspired by her world travels. She offers a collection of pastries and savories, all handmade from scratch. Well, there you go. You can get three of them for $55. That is so expensive. All this stuff online is expensive. I assume that if you're there, it's not that expensive, but who knows? All right, so we pretty much finished talking about the weekend. Like I said, Father's Day, we hung out with my parents. And I still have to order the football tickets or purchase the football tickets, but that's what we're going to do. My stepfather gave me the dates that are going to work for him. And so I just have to look and see what I'm willing to pay for these tickets. Because, like I said, I'm only finding them on third-party sites, and I don't know if I should wait because I'm not sure when or if single tickets go on sale for the Razorback, you know, like on the Razorback website. I'm sure I could find that out. I could call them. I could probably do some more research on their actual website. They probably have an FAQ. But I have not done that. Maybe I will do that. We'll see. I'm not really sure. recorded Throwing Down yesterday, as I told you guys, and we had, what did we have for dinner? We had steak. The steak turned out really good. I oversalted, so we had filet mignon, we had asparagus, and I just put olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and I roast it. You can broil it. I used to put balsamic vinegar, but I found that the balsamic vinegar would burn. And so now I just roast it with olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and I do the broiler like the last 2 or 3 minutes to almost burn the tips of the asparagus because it gets really crispy, and that bitter flavor really, I find, complements the asparagus flavor. But and then if I want balsamic vinegar, but I didn't do it last night, but if I want balsamic vinegar, I have a balsamic glaze that I just drizzle over them after they come out because you don't really need to cook them with the vinegar. And there's so much sugar, you know, sugar in balsamic vinegar, or maybe natural sugar, but balsamic vinegar is sweet. It just burns really quick. So, and it's hard to get off the pan. Like once it burns to the pan, it is a nightmare. And then baked sweet potatoes, which I'm not sure that Mark enjoys baked sweet potatoes. Because he didn't grow up with, in the Philippines, I guess they don't eat a lot of purees or mashes. And like mashed potatoes, baked potato that you like mash up and whatever. And he doesn't like that texture. And so, and I'd never cook I hardly ever, maybe once a year I cook mashed potatoes. And I love mashed potatoes. I love them. They're like my favorite side dish. And it's not, they're not very good at like fast casual restaurants. So the only time mashed potatoes are good, and sometimes fancy restaurants get them too liquidy. The fancy mashed potatoes sometimes are more of a puree. But I like a fluffy mashed potato, like my mom made it. And I can get close, but again, Mark doesn't like them. So I don't, but baked potatoes, I'm like, I cannot live without having some sort of potato in my life. And I can't do roasted potatoes very often because, at least while I'm trying to lose weight, because you need to use quite a bit of oil on a roasted potato to get a really crispy exterior. And I need a crispy exterior on a roasted potato. My favorite way of cooking roasted potatoes is to parboil them and then rough them up so that they get a rough texture on the outside. So you can just shake the pan and get them nice and roughed up. And then you drizzle olive oil, salt, pepper, whatever you want. You can add other things as well. Rosemary is a good one. And then you could do it either in the oven at like a really high temperature, like 425, something like that. Or you could do it in an air fryer, but you need a lot of oil. Now maybe an air fryer, I could use less oil. But again, a lot of calories and fat and oil, and I try to stay away from that. So I do bake sweet potatoes because when we go to a restaurant that serves steak, like a steakhouse, he a lot of times will order a baked sweet potato with cinnamon, brown sugar, butter, etc. And what I do is I just put 1 teaspoon of brown sugar and a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of garlic powder. I know it sounds weird, but I like the extra garlic flavor, and a little bit of salt. And I don't even put any butter. And you wouldn't miss it. Like, you don't miss it. But I'm not sure, you know, because usually when you eat a baked potato, you mash it up. I've spent a lot of time talking about potatoes right now. So today at work was a little bit better than yesterday. I know I told you guys I'd had a bad day at work. I had no meetings that were with my boss and just me and my boss. So I could kind of just get on with my job and forget about how I got chewed out yesterday. I did mention to a couple of coworkers that I was unhappy. And I mentioned to one coworker that I might start looking for a position elsewhere within the Spit Valve factory. We'll see if I do that, because as you guys know, I complain a lot about my job. I'm going to talk to my therapist about it tomorrow and just see, like, you know, what I should do. Back in my younger days, I was more proactive. Like, if I got really miserable in my job, that's times when I started setting into motion a plan for how I was going to get out of that role. But now that I'm, you know, in such a good position salary-wise and everything, it's like, oh, it'll be such a hard thing finding something that I'm gonna, you know, that's a lot of work. But I am also miserable, so I don't know. I mean, who knows? But today was better. Today was better, so we'll see. And I'll talk to my therapist and try to map out a plan. Sydney, the dog, I think I told you guys, took her to the vet a couple of weeks ago, for her specialist for her immune disease that she has. And they messaged today and said her lab results look good, her blood counts are stable, liver enzymes coming down, and D3 and magnesium have recovered. So she's getting better. So it's a good prognosis. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.